fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
They seek him here. They seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds down the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon panties right up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is. One thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots.
Here we are with the other side of the news. I'm Dan Dugan. Bob Petrakis sits across the table.
Here!
I've been reading about the reluctant and odd kink, Ray Davies. And there's a song called Dedicated Follower of Fashion. And we've been singing along with it as dedicated follower of fascists and dedicated to you-know-who, of course. This dedicated follower of fascists...
Chrissy Hyde!
...would be the commander in cheese. So there you go, a little bit of music to start off the show. Dr. Bob, the federal government remains shut down and the new Congress is moving in. And Nancy, big surprise, Nancy Pelosi is going to be the Speaker of the House. So.
Indeed, and she has a great opportunity to inquire into certain areas, that is, regarding the government of the United States, run by Trumpy Bear.
There you go.
Well, which was one of my Christmas presents.
The royal trumpet.
I'd like to thank my lovely wife. She got me a Trumpy Bear.
Very
it
nice.
Goes with the Bernie Sanders action figure.
Well, I got you guys a toilet
Ray.
Brush with Trump's face on it.
That's true.
And it re-gifted back to me. So anyway.
So, here's some things I could start out by Trump looking at, Dan.
Yeah.
What steps were taken, and I give homage here to the New York Times for coming up with a good list of questions.
What Congress should pursue.
What steps were taken
were
and
taken.
Not taken to respond to hurricanes in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Uh-huh.
That is prior, what was their plan? Because you remember Katrina down there in New Orleans, right? Well, we didn't have a plan. We didn't know it was going to happen. Other than the numerous academic papers and the front page of the newspapers in New Orleans,
right.
You're right. There were no warnings other than the repeated ones that occurred regularly. So.
Sure.
And remember, they could look in to see about that small company that was out there that got the contract worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to bring the electricity back to Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Okay. Also,
these are what should be looked into, is what you're
sure,
saying.
Yeah, because, you know, they're saying a handful of people died.
Gotcha.
In reality, you know,
thousands
hundreds
of,
and
yeah.
thousands of people
thousands
may
of,
have
yeah.
died because.
Right.
After the fact, because of the lack of medical care.
Right.
So was there a plan
and
in place?
And communication to find out.
Absolutely.
What had actually happened, yes.
So another thing they made.
Of course, Trump went there and threw the paper towels. That was a big
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah.
People had mad respect for him.
Absolutely.
"Hi, I'm here to insult you. Here's some paper towels."
Right. So what are the other issues?
Question of government operations. How were the family separation and migrant detention policies planned and executed?
So
you have plenty of time. You've got a caravan.
Because they've lost several children.
To the border. Well, you got a president announcing that maybe the troops will open fire. Is that an actual plan? If so, what are the rules of engagement, right?
Right.
The military has something called the rules of engagement.
And they also shot tear gas across the border. And the fear is that next time they may be shooting across the border and killing someone who would be in Mexico.
So it'd be interesting to see what these rules of engagement are.
Right.
And why was the administration inconsistent in public statement about these plans, policies, and consequence? I mean, you've got a president saying, you know, these troops might open fire on these migrants.
Right, absolutely. Yes, yeah.
And you could...
And again, it could happen across the
And again, if it was me, I would expand and go, and is the president guilty of human rights violations?
Correct.
Because there's a variety of treaties in place and protocols and covenants that says migrants, particularly those that are essentially applying for asylum, asylees, have certain well-established rights under international laws,
correct,
under covenants, under norms, and under treaties. So why is the president or is the president breaking these international norms and laws?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that one, too.
Okay.
I doubt I'll disagree much. So what were some of the other ones that the Times had pointed out?
How has the Department of Justice's priorities of immigration-only offenses affected federal law enforcement's resources for other priorities?
Right.
That is, if you're shifting a lot of your law enforcement and its resources over to going after people that may be undocumented migrants, many of them, that come in legally with tourist visas, what does that do to, say, drug cartels? Does it make it easier for the drug cartels to run drugs because you're focusing on poor immigrants?
There you go. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to look into that personally.
And one of my favorites, did some Mar-a-Lago club members approve personnel and policy decisions at the Department of Veterans Affairs? There's actual reports.
Wow.
He got some people there, and they're rich, so they must know about Veterans Affairs. And essentially, he had his own version of a kitchen cabinet.
They have money, and maybe they vote, and perhaps they were in the service.
And even the better thing, I hope they look into, which isn't on the list, probably because it just came out, the fact that many of the employees at Mar-a-Lago, the lower-paid employees, had fake green cards.
Excellent.
And somebody there would have had to know.
Mm. And it's also recently been revealed that our president hasn't been golfing since late November, so he's a bit upset about that, I guess.
He should
be. While we're discussing his golf club in Florida. So.
And while they're at it, they ought to investigate whether the stories of him taking too many mulligans, having pants with a hole in the pocket, and not totaling his score right are also accurate.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably got extra balls strewn about the golf course.
Well.
Yes, indeed.
And again, this is just one that was written in the Free Press. I also think they ought to go after the first member. We have a detailed description of what the first member, the first penis to you, Dan.
That's where I thought you were going, Bob. But I'm
and we know we know from Stormy Daniels.
Direct.
Yes. Not from Dan Dugan.
Yes. Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
Yes. Bird's eye view.
That we're looking.
A mushroom.
Yes, we're looking at a mushroom head.
And not
here.
A cloud.
Yes.
Right.
So
okay.
I think it's something they might consider.
Okay.
To see who's lying.
Yes.
To clear the president.
I see.
I mean, they did it to Michael Jackson.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
And Michael Jackson
is
more famous than Trump, or at least was in his heyday.
Yes.
Okay, what about, let's move on to.
Yes, there are others. I'm
politicizing
sure are.
Government. What could we look into?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we could look into the mushroom cloud. No, that's military.
Yes.
Were any civil service employees at federal agencies reassign because of their perceived political beliefs or service under previous presidents, mm-hmm. right? These are civil servants.
Right.
They're nonpartisan.
Yes.
They're protected under civil service laws.
But
were people moved because, you know, they believed in climate change?
Yeah, right. How silly of them.
Yeah, it's like, I say get rid of every damn scientist. You just take the scientists, and they're out there doing that, testing and looking at, you know how they are, comparing data.
Yeah.
And you just move
them out
of there.
Coming up with facts and things like that that aren't necessary. So I'm sure that this list goes on, but there are more, right?
Yes. What did the administration do to defend parts of the Affordable Care Act in the federal courts? If they're killing the bill by not defending it,
right.
That's public policy. People have a right to know what decisions were made
right.
that will affect so many millions of America.
The burden is Americans. To defend it. Yes.
Yeah, make sure that the laws are faithfully executed.
Correct.
And that doesn't mean kill the laws, mm-hmm. as in, you know, the Affordable
right.
Care Act. That means the law is the law of the land. You're supposed to defend it.
That's the job.
Okay, why did the administration try to close the State Department's office of the coordinator for cyber issues?
Gee, I don't know, but that's a good question to ask, too.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely, you know, the question of a privacy czar, the question of the State Department controlling information, which is supposed to be our diplomatic arm, as opposed to leaving all this to the CIA or NSA or DIA, you know, Defense Intelligence.
All right.
Okay.
We also know that Congress is going to look into his income taxes.
Well, we hope so, and that'd be a good starting point.
This is what has been stated.
Because that leads to the possible charges of money laundering, mm-hmm. which I've argued repeatedly. I mean, the key thing we know the president's guilty of is laundering money for
through the Russian
mafia.
Right.
Okay.
And it's not the P-tapes. It's the money.
Right. The P-tapes are just, you know, they're sensational, but
right.
the real thing isn't whether, you know, golden showers, it's gold coins.
Absolutely. There you go.
That's where
that comes down. So
why did Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross make misleading statements to Congress about adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census? And I think we all know the answer there. Is they were floating a trial balloon, right? They're trying to politicize the census, and really by adding citizenship, that a lot of people won't answer it.
And of course not.
The number will be much lower,
right.
particularly in urban areas tend to vote
democratically. Right.
So then when you redistrict, there'll be fewer Democratic urban seats.
Right, when the redistricting comes to try to alleviate the gerrymandering problem in this country.
And I know you'll like this one, Mr. Dugan.
Oh, I love it all.
Has Trump spoken with the White House counsel about his ability to pardon himself and his associates?
Well, I keep asking if he can, but no one seems to know for sure, right?
Right, the question, you know, they can look into it. I'm sure he'll argue that it's attorney-client privilege. And we're talking about what the Democrats, the new House, should look into.
Mm-hmm. And we have the privilege to do this on WGRN and WCRS.
94.1.
And 92.7.
And 92.7.
Yes.
All right.
I think we got it all in. So we're here, and you're listening, and we are again discussing the many things that the new Congress should look into.
For example, why did the White House and the Department of Health and Human Services alter data in a federal report on refugees to make it seem worse than it was? Other than, of course they did. It's politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we need this wall, which now...
granted, steel slats.
He's compromising. Let's call it a barrier. Mr. Dugan.
$5 billion.
It's a barrier. That's
and
a good start.
Proud to shut the government
the
down.
The great barrier of the Rio Grande. It can be like a tourist thing, too. People can come down.
And walls work. It works in Israel.
Okay.
It's a totally different purpose, but it works. So,
just like Noah's Ark, that worked.
That, yes, absolutely worked.
I'm surprised that's not his climate change policy. We're going to build some arks.
There you go.
I think they did a Hollywood movie on that, and the only ones that could build the ark were the Chinese.
Put the animals up that way, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got
Why
any more?
Why have there been no complete visitor logs for the White House or the vice president's residence? So this president, you don't have to sign in.
We're they not talking about Frank Sinatra going to visit Nancy.
Nancy. No, that's Kitty Kelly's famous book.
Right, okay.
Said that Frankie used
We're to talking about all kinds
sneak
of
in the back door, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Back
in that wonderful Reagan administration.
But the best one ever was Guckert. Do you remember Guckert when a male prostitute who tried to be a reporter and asked a question, people looked at him and said, who is this guy, Guckert?
It was Karl Rove's boyfriend, wasn't it?
Well, that's what the speculation was.
That's what I heard.
And, I mean, he was, you know, some people, I call him sex worker, some call him male horse.
Yes.
But he specialized in servicing the military and golden showers. So
specialized.
I'm wondering why he hasn't showed up at the Trump.
You get medals for that.
Yeah, this guy, Guckert, ended up in the White House. But now you don't even know who's in the White House.
We have no idea.
We have no idea. Could be your girlfriend, the one you like.
Boutina. Yeah, Boutina's
I
got
don't
herself.
Know if Boutina's in there, and well, who's she working for?
We did want to talk a little bit about Boutina. There's this guy, Whelan, who's been grabbed in Russia.
And I think maybe there's a swap out.
They're going to swap.
Whelan for Boutina.
Now, the U.S. government says Whelan's not a spy. Somehow he managed to keep his being thrown out of the Marines a secret from his family and other people.
Just like Harvey Oswald, who was at two of the three U-2 bases and learned to speak a little Russian at Naval Intelligence School.
He's good at keeping information under wraps.
Now, what are you going to tell me next? Jack Ruby's real name was Jack Rubenstein, and he worked for Sam Giancana? I don't believe that kind
of... But I'm still amazed.
I don't care what's in the record.
This girl, Boutina, you know, she was hanging out with the NRA, and she convinced them there was a Russian NRA equivalent, and that she was here to represent them. And she quite wowed the boys, it seems, right?
Right. I mean, you got a name like Boutina, and you can shoot.
Well, as a matter of fact, her boyfriend Ivan sent me a poem. Would you like to hear that?
Go ahead.
I'll even provide Ivan's Russian accent. I like to have fun with Boutina. I like to shoot gun with Boutina. When her finger's on the trigger, suddenly I'm bigger. And though she sometimes might put out smoke screena, it raises my adrena. And most men would know what I mean. So I'll have fun and shoot gun with Boutina. Thank you very much.
And as many in the NRA said, if she can cook too, she's a winner.
There you go. So Boutina may be traded for Whelan. And, of course, we could wonder what the Trump administration knows about.
And we also could wonder.
Any and all of that.
Did the Trump administration try to influence the FBI's background check of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh?
Back with Kavanaugh again.
We need to take a look at that.
Yeah.
What'd they really find? Did they tank the investigation?
No.
I mean, because they would come up with ideas. Okay, yeah, look, the woman's real believable. It looks like somebody assaulted her, but maybe it was somebody who looked like Brett Kavanaugh. I mean,
just looked like him, yeah. There's a lot of guys that do. He's got that look about him. You know, that sexual predator kind of Republican. But anyway, so yes, that too. Is there even more? Of course there is, right?
What about conflicts and corruption?
Hmm.
Why did Trump fail to report payments during the campaign to his attorney for silencing women who claimed they had extramarital affairs with him? Mm-hmm. It's an obvious crime. They're using money. They're buying off
No, it was a crime people. When Clinton did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good point.
Right. We have to be clear about
Clinton
that.
Needs to be impeached.
That's a good idea, Bob. Let's get on that.
Did the chief executive of a small Chicago-based bank authorize millions of dollars in loans to Paul Manafort in exchange for a promise of a high-level job in the Trump administration?
Hmm.
Let's look at these things very specifically. And you got this small bank that suddenly appears to be money laundering for Paul Manafort. We need to look into this stuff.
Absolutely. I'm right with you.
What is the extent of the Trump Foundation's use of charitable funds to pay for the political campaigns or the legal settlements? I'm willing. Yeah, you can look at the Clinton Foundation as well. But in the case of Trump, did this money go into his campaign? Did it pay off, you know, a porn worker that says she had sex with the president and can give a fairly good description of the first member?
Exactly.
Did
the member number one
has its own codpiece? No, made that one up. Okay, that's completely.
And limo, yes.
So, did Michael Flynn try to enrich former business partners with plans to build nuclear reactors in the Middle East?
Did he?
I don't know. Let's look at
out.
It. That's right.
I like this. Keep in mind, folks, this is all of this is outside the Russian investigation.
Right. This is a whole lot of stuff we want to know. Mm-hmm. And my motivation is to clear Trump. I believe the man is honest.
Yeah.
He's not a billionaire scumbag developer, egomaniac.
Doesn't cheat on the golf course.
Well, look, everyone gets
like
a mulligan.
Like some salesman we know.
First hole mulligan is time-honored tradition. And if you boost it up, the president gets, say, three, okay?
Okay, then. Well, he's the president.
Did any classified material pass through the private email accounts used by White House employees, including Jared Kushner?
And, of course, wasn't that why they were going to lock up
Trump.
Hillary?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, we're for equality. If it's good enough to investigate Hillary and lock her up,
right. Why
isn't it good enough to investigate Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump and lock them up? I don't even care if they're all three are in the same cell. I'm an open type guy, Mr. Dugan.
Sort of end up like Seinfeld did, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a nice thought. The whole clan right in there. Yes.
Okay, why did cabinet officials in particular, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, fail to fully disclose financial assets and interests before their confirmation? I mean, how do you confirm people without knowing where they've invested, who gives them money, who could possibly pay them off?
Who could? I'm wondering.
And, of course, good question, I think, just because we should know it, whether you think it's a crime or not, how much taxpayer money has been spent providing government security for Trump's adult sons during international travel promoting their private business
and hunting elephants,
interests.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you think he shouldn't be protected? An elephant can hurt you, Mr. Dugan.
You know, if they're talking about Republican elephants, I don't know. I might go with that. But anyway, are there more? Now, there might be. I'm sure
we can
come up with more.
We can stop there.
Wow. Well, in the meantime.
I mean, we got a bunch on Russia, but.
Yeah, of course we do.
We'll get back to this next
week. We're
waiting
for more on that.
Congress will be around
for
a while.
Lonely, brave Donald.
Yeah, so let's wrap up in the last
time. Well, we've got
minutes.
A few minutes. I've got the activist calendar. The calendar is from the New Free Press. We urge you to pick it up. It's free. On Saturday, January 5th at 9 o'clock, showing up for Racial Justice, Ohio Statewide Convention at the First Unitarian Universalist Church, 93 West Weisheimer Road. On Monday, January 7th at 6 o'clock, Bernadine Kennedy Kent for Ohio 2019 reelection celebration and fundraiser
will be at the Lincoln Cafe, 740 East Long Street. Also on Monday, the Columbus Community Bill of Rights organizational meeting at 7 p.m., 88 West Blake Avenue. We also have the Franklin County Green Party. You'll be at that, right, Bob?
I shall.
And so were all the candidates from this fall. Tuesday, I'm assuming, Tuesday, January 8th at 6 p.m. And 7 p.m. general meeting, the business meeting at 6, and the general meeting at 7, Northwood High Building, 2231 North High, room 100. And on Thursday, January 10th, the Columbus Democratic Socialists of America meeting at the Northwood High Building, also room 100, 7 o'clock on Thursday. So there are some events you should get out to, you activists. In the meantime, do we have any New Year's resolutions for Dr. Bob Fitrakis?
No, I gave up on them.
Not to cheat at golf.
Long I can't go that far. I think I'm taking a first-hole mulligan.
Yeah.
I think it's a darn good rule.
Maybe you should.
And I promise not to kick the ball if no one's looking.
Oh, I also wanted
even if the president does.
I also wanted to point out that in the new Congress, there are 100 women. And this is 100 years of women being allowed to vote in this here democracy.
So 100 out of 435.
It's progress.
Still one, yeah, progress.
It's not progressive, but it's progress.
Yeah, I kind of prefer the Scandinavian model, particularly the Swedish model, who when the Social Democrats were, you know, part of their policy is when they nominate people to parliament, half are male, half are female. And when they ask the prime minister, many years back, when Olaf Palme, before he was assassinated, he said, how can you do this? Isn't this quotas? And he goes, I know it's really difficult to do, but if you look long enough and hard enough, you can find 50% competent men.
There you go. That definitely would take care of that. This is The Other Side of the News. I'm Dan Dugan.
It's I'm Bob Fitrakis.
There you go. On WGRN. And on WCRS, we're airing at 5:30 every Friday, and then a few times maybe during the week if you get lucky. So
every Friday.
And thank you, Bob. And thank you,
thank
everyone
else.
Thank
you, Mr. Dugan.
Thank you, Suzanne. And thank you, the students.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.